the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, he's not your usual rock star, but Mark Zuckerberg has called him the Taylor Swift of tech. 61-year-old Jensen Huang is the chief executive of AI chipmaker NVIDIA. This week, its value surged past $3 trillion, briefly overtaking Apple as the world's second most valuable company. To tell us a bit about NVIDIA's rise to tech stardom, we're joined by science and technology journalist and host of For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke. Elaine, first of all, to the founder and chief executive, Jensen Huang. Why was he referred to as the Taylor Swift of tech?
Yeah, this is something Mark Zuckerberg described him as to someone who apparently didn't know who he was. And I suppose it's because he has quite a fandom. Like, there's this term called Jensanity around Jensen Huang, but it would more likely be at events like Computex in Taiwan, which is this really massive computing conference. But if you saw pictures from Jensen Huang's appearance at it, you would think he is some kind of rock star, kind of signing autographs with lots of fans around him.
He's fond of this particular black leather.
The Taylor Swift idea.
He's fond of this particular black leather jacket.
Yes, his famous black leather jacket. Yeah.
And he was born in Taiwan.
It's a $9,000 Tom Ford.
Right, so it's not something he picked up in a sort of a flea market somewhere. And he's the 13th richest man in the world based on this share price surge. His worth is valued now. His shareholding is valued at over $105 billion. But he came from fairly modest beginnings. He was born in Taiwan.
He was born in Taiwan. He left fairly young and came to the States, was educated in the States. But I suppose where it all began from was he worked in the technology industry. He had like degrees and master's degrees in electrical engineering. And he worked for a company called AMD, which makes semiconductors. And that's where he would have met the co-founders of NVIDIA. So there's three founders of NVIDIA. And he's been the CEO of that company since it was founded in 1993. So, I mean, it's young in terms of the big tech landscape, I suppose, but it's still, you know, it's been around for a long time, but really made its name in making these GPUs, these graphic processing units. It's all about the chips that they design. And I say design specifically because they don't actually manufacture, they outsource the manufacturing. And they really had a very solid name in making these high-grade graphics processing chips. So they would have been what you'd find in a gaming computer. You have a gaming computer because it can process video and graphics much swifter than your average computer. But then when you get into this age now we're in with people developing generative AI products, which, you know, create video from a text prompt or create audio from a text prompt or create an image from a text prompt, they need graphics processing. They need powerful graphics processing. So NVIDIA becomes a company that is underpinning those developments.
So because of that past and what they did originally, it sort of put them in a very strong position with the whole development of AI and so forth. But one of his co-founders, a guy called Curtis Priam, he sold his shares. Now, he sold them for quite a lot of money in 2007. But if he had held on to them, they'd have been worth $70 or $100 billion now?
Yeah, so I mean, as you said, when you compare Jensen Huang's current net worth based on the current share options in NVIDIA, he's at about $105, $106 billion. And Curtis Priam, as of November 2023, his net worth is about $30 million. He cashed out quite early. He was with the company since its founding, but left in the early 2000s and started already selling off of his shares and completely had sold out of the company by 2006. So long before this massive surge in the valuation of those shares. So he would have had a net worth in the billions, but he's not exactly doing bad for himself. He's still a millionaire. He has said that, like, oh, I wish I'd left a bit more of the shares on the table. But I suppose it's hard not to be rueful when you're looking at the value of the company now.
Yeah, he's probably happier as a result of it, I've no doubt. We'll have to leave it there. Elaine Burke, science and technology journalist and host of For Tech's Sake podcast. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.